Hello and welcome to this week's Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan and I will be your guide tonight. So the reason we offer these calls is because both my partner Paul and I believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living entity, man, woman, child, animal, plant, any living thing can thrive. And that's a tall order, but it's possible. And we also believe that business as an entity, the function of business, is in a position to be a great vehicle for moving the world in that direction. But for that to happen, for that shift towards flourishing and away from this idea of scarcity, is going to require masterful leaders, masterful leadership. And that's what we're about. So how do you get there, and what is that? Well, masterful leadership is a ability, an accessing of your own core truth, your essence, your what we call inner wisdom, this ability to go to that place inside that knows, and that is a place where your heart is at peace, and you can act from that place of balance and centeredness and truth on a regular basis. And when we're operating from there and we're making decisions from there, then we're going to be moving the world in a positive, abundant, flourishing direction. Because our egos won't need to be taken care of, because as it turns out, we're already being taken care of. We just forget that. That's why we call this practice the remembrance. So we offer this weekly oasis to come in and spend a few minutes, half an hour with us, to sink into your own heart, find your own inner wisdom, and have that experience, and hopefully that will ignite the motivation to begin to do this on a more regular basis, so that you have this experience of being at peace and of seeing clearly what needs to happen and your own truth on a regular basis. And over time, that will become your normal operating place, and the ego and its kind of illusionary needs will drop into the background, and you'll find your life is immeasurably better, and the effect on other people and the world in general will be remarkably positive. So that's why we do it. And the way these calls work is I'll do a little teaching on something of relevance to the listeners, and then I'll lead the group into their hearts, into a session of remembrance. So the teaching tonight is one that's kind of been in my face for a while now, and I'm finally realizing and hearing it from a lot of different places. It's about taking a time out. It's about stepping away and spending some time without all the hubbub of life coming at you. So in our increasingly complicated technology-oriented world, studies have actually shown that we spend up to 11 hours a day, 65% of our waking hours, and that's calculated based on getting 7 hours of sleep, 65% of our waking hours looking at a screen and exercising our fingers and thumbs. So the bombardment of new intrusions and seeming demands is unrelenting. I know you experience this yourself. I was recently at the TEDx conference here in Bend, and there was a woman who opened the conference with a talk about this very thing. She was hilarious and really sobering at the same time. And then again, in an email petition appeal that came a few days ago via email, I got the message again that it was clear that we need to take a time out. We need to spend some time regularly in nature, face-to-face with loved ones, or just in quiet, reflective solitude. So, I mean, I know I feel it. I know we all feel it. And we all know we need to take this time for ourselves. So let's do that. Let's get out of our calendars and pick some time every day for a respite of at least 20 minutes. put it in your calendar. 20 minutes. I think you should do it more often than that. Maybe break it into 10-minute sessions, or if you can, you know, I start with what you'll do, but take at least 20 minutes and maybe work up to 2 or 3 times a day where you're taking that 20-minute break. A few hours in a row every week, you know, 90 minutes to 3 hours once a week, where you are setting everything aside. You're putting the screen in your hand down, you're closing your laptop, you're turning off the television, you're keeping the radio off, you are just, you know, retreating from this bombardment of technology and information that's coming at us all the time. So at least 20 minutes a day, a few hours every week, and at least one day a month, completely tech-free. And you can use that time, that daily time, for remembrance, is what I would suggest, or some self-reflection practice, contemplation, time in your heart, just hanging out, unplugged. And that weekly time, use it for writing a real handwritten letter to someone that you care about. Wouldn't that be amazing? I know when I get those, I got one today. It was a thank you card from a friend who just had a baby, and we had sent a gift to for the baby. And it was so kind of thrilling to get that letter and read her really kind and heartfelt note. So do that. You can use that time, you know, once a week to write a letter to someone, or maybe two, and get them in the mail and brighten someone else's day up. And then that day each month for renewal, take a walk on the beach if you're close to that. Time in nature, a special time with loved ones. We talk about having quality time with our kids and our spouses or other significant others. Set that time aside and use it for those things. Take a hike in the woods. Look at a mountain. Find a river or a lake that you've been wanting to see. Read a book that you've, you know, it's been sitting there on your nightstand that you know, it's in the pile. Read a book, turn the TV off. So, and I would suggest finding someone for mutual support, because we all need this. And I'm sure you'll find some willing partners who will be willing to hold you accountable while you hold them accountable. And then the only last thing to do is, as Nike says, just do it. So there's my teaching and my entreat for you this week. Do it for yourself, do it for your heart, do it for your loved ones, do it for a better world, do it for becoming a masterful leader. All right, so let's go do it now in this call. So we always start where we are. We put our feet on the floor. We take a couple of easy breaths and pay attention to that air moving in our lungs, filling it up. Noticing how that feels, and then exhaling and the relief that comes with letting go. And then, since we are human beings, we consist of clay and spirit. So our clay is our physical, emotional, and mental states of being. And of course, our spiritual component as a human being is that ability to go into our hearts, to find that place inside, to access that inner knowing, that place that knows we're okay, that we always have what we need all the time. So we always start these sessions by checking in to see what is our current state of being, and then we'll be able to compare that later to how we feel when we're done with this call. So let's check our physical state of being to begin with. Feel your feet on the floor and really tune in to where they connect to the earth and what that feels like. Notice your rear end in the seat, if you're in a chair or on the floor, wherever you're connecting to the earth. Your back against a chair back or a wall. the effects of gravity on your physical being, holding you here. It might even feel like a heavy weight today. Could feel tired, could feel like pressing, or it might feel just really comfortable. It might even feel like you're floating and about ready to, float up into the air like a balloon. So notice that effect of gravity and the quality of that effect. And now bringing your attention back to your feet and the bottom of your feet where they connect. Allow your feet to just melt into the floor or the ground, wherever you are. You can actually tune in and feel that sensation. Notice the musculature of your body. How this miraculous construction works. The muscles attached to the skeleton with your organs and your circulatory and nervous system in operation, supporting everything. It's all, nothing you have to do. It's just happening automatically. It is not voluntary on your part. Everything's being taken care of. Here's an example. It's all working. And maybe there's some places that aren't working that well today, right now. Maybe there's some places of discomfort, pain, ache, lack of flow. Just notice those. This is about just noticing. And now bringing your attention back to the bottom of your feet. See if you can notice another sensation, some sort of kind of an energetic flow. We're all connected. Everything's connected. And we're all just versions of energy, either denser or less. We're either completely invisible, but still energy, or we're in denser forms of energy that are visible through our eyes and our other senses. We want to tune into that invisible, energetic energy that flows up through the earth, into our bodies, to the bottom of our feet. For me, it feels kind of like a low-level electrical connection, like low amperage, but a flow, voltage flowing. So follow that up your legs and notice the quality of the experience of that flow as you move to different parts of your body. So your legs, knees, upper legs, gluteal muscles, lower back, lower belly, your stomach area, your solar plexus, chest. And as you're tuning in, you may notice places where that energy flow seems a little constricted or even blocked. Now, this doesn't mean anything's wrong. It's just information. It's good to know. That's why we do this, to see where things are flowing and not flowing. So your middle and upper back, your neck, throat, shoulders, and where you notice you're carrying tension, you can just allow yourself to relax. I know my shoulders and throat are an area or areas where I tend to hold tension. So if you're noticing that for you or anywhere else, just allow yourself to let go and relax. Moving up to our face, our chin, mouth, cheeks, nostrils, eyes and eye sockets, eyebrows, forehead, scalp. And now stepping back and noticing the whole physical and energetic flow as one unit. as one whole. I shouldn't call it a unit, it's a whole, which is inextricably entwined with our emotional and mental states of being as well. So let's move into our emotional state. You've been up for a while, you've had some interactions, you've had some situations, you've had some stuff happening. So what's your current emotional state? Maybe some families, glad, mad, sad, scared. So there are many, many nuances within each of those. So even if you can't name it specifically, what emotions are you aware of? These emotions are signalers. They are alerts. They are flags of things that are cues that are telling us there are things that need attention. So they're very good, even if not comfortable a lot of the time. But they're very helpful. They're there for a reason. So what do you notice emotionally? All right, now mental state. It again is tied to our physical and emotional states. Thoughts can trigger emotions, which can cause a physical reaction. A physical experience can elicit an emotion which triggers thoughts about good or bad. You know, it can take us out of the present and put us in the past or the future. Can't change the past. The future isn't here yet. So these are things that all this stuff can trigger. So what's your mental state? Not the content, but the activity level. You know, are you comatose? Are you calm, peaceful, or maybe turbulent and feeling scattered and maybe a little disjointed? So just notice. And again, now stepping back and noticing the whole package, our mental, emotional, and mental state combines, that combination, our humanness. Just take it in, noticing when there's flow, noticing when there's discomfort, noticing when there's ease and where there isn't. All right, great. Now we're unique in creation in that we also have the spiritual realm that we, as part of our humanness, and that we can access. And this is our ability through our heart to access that place inside that knows, that inner wisdom, that connection point that allows us to understand things, that allows us to experience really this connectedness, this support system that we're part of and that is supporting us 365, 24/7, every moment. And our real self, our essential self, is actually the observer of our self, that our ego self, I'll call it, that walks around in the world and interacts with the world, and who we think often is who we really are. But if you notice, there's this other essential person that is really the observer and the knower, or at least connected to the knowing that's available. So we're going to access that. We're going to check the state of that through our hearts, and we do that by bringing our attention to our chest. And imagine you're a couple inches below the middle of your sternum. So allow your imagination to go there. And you're going to check on the state of your heart as it is right now. So is your heart open? Is it soft? Is it ready to receive? So is it in a receptive state? Or is it somewhat hardened and maybe even turned away or guarded, defended? Or is it a little tiny rock, a BB that is completely shut and not open to anything? It doesn't really matter. We all have been in all of those states at one time or another, probably many times or another. So just what is your state now on that spectrum? Is there a weight to your heart? We talk about heavy-hearted and light-hearted. Is there a sense of lightness or darkness? All right, now you know. That's your starting point. So now to help us go even deeper, we're going to use our breath, magically helpful thing, and then we're going to add the remembrance. So we'll suggest we do the box breath, which is a way to drop in deeper. So we'll inhale to the count of four. We will hold at the top of the inhalation for the count of four. We'll exhale for four and hold at the bottom of the exhalation for four. And we're going to do that three times. So here we go. Hold. Exhale. And let go. Hold. Two more times. Okay, good. Now you can use that if you find yourself in your mind as we're doing this session. If you're popped up in there and you realize that, you can just bring yourself back inside by using that breath to drop in as you exhale, drop in deeper, and add your remembrance. So we're going to do that right now. Your word or phrase that you've chosen that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you could possibly need that is available all the time. You're completely supported all the time. We just forget. And our heart knows. Our inner knowing knows. Our essential self knows this. But our outer self forgets. So we're going to check in. So add your word or phrase, your remembrance word or phrase now into your heart and use it to drop in deeper, to open up, to receive what's there for you. And we're just going to hang out in our heart for the next little while. For the next 10 minutes or so. So just repeat your words slowly inside and notice what happened. Again, if you're in your mind, if you pop up into your head, just use your remembrance and your breath to take you back inside. keeps going, open more. Just allow your heart to open and receive. Let go. This is your time out. It's not uncommon for memories to show up, issues that you've kind of set aside not wanting to deal with. That would be not uncommon for those things to come up. So whatever is happening, just keep remembering. Just stick with it. Keep repeating your word or phrase in your heart. This is your time. For help, for healing, or drinking deeply of, you know, the beautiful things that are there for you. Okay, we're going to go for 3 more minutes. Keep going. Okay, so that's the end of our time for now. And check in with yourself and what is your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual state now after you've spent some time in remembrance. And I encourage you to please take time for yourself, 20 minutes a day to start, a few hours a week, and a whole day away from the bombardment of technology, and use it for self-reflection, for connecting, writing that letter I mentioned, and reading a book, taking time for yourself in nature with those you love. Take care of yourself. All right, till next week. Goodbye for now.